Decades of design and build experience stand out as much as the actors on stage in St. Luke's Player's annual Winter Panto. Described by fellow volunteer Beverly Van Druten, Blaise as having design and engineering experience beyond measure. One longtime couple is the driving force behind the set of Camelot as the ever-popular holiday presentation hits the stage this month. "I come up with wild ideas and he's the one who organizes all the builders here. He's brilliant at organizing everybody," said Helena Hitchcock, who has been building sets alongside her husband David since they met and married, in the range of 50 years ago. They brought their experience staging and managing pantos in Britain to Greater Victoria and the Saanich Community Theatre Group in 2006. "For every person who's on the stage, there's twice that number behind," said David, listing set builders, painters, lighting and props. Developed in England, a pantomime, or panto, is a genre of musical comedy primarily performed during the holiday season at the end of the year. St. Luke's Players presents one each winter. This year, Camelot is on stage December 12 through 30, with Princes and Princesses, Witches and Wizards, Invisible Men and Teddy Bears come to life and the audience cheers the good and boos the bad. David loves creating the magical backdrop for the playful, energetic, over-exaggerated productions. "Pantos are geared toward kids, I say primarily, but there's a lot of humor and a lot of entertainment that adults really, really enjoy. It's good family entertainment," he said. "It's a lot of work, but it's very satisfying." Planning started months ago, with the selection of a script, Helena's set design and choosing a director. This year, that's Heather Lee. "All these people are so creative and I'm very grateful for them. It is absolutely a team sport," Lee said on set as the final touches were added to the set. Written by Ben Crocker, Camelot features charming Prince Arthur, the beautiful Guinevere, the hilarious Sir Laugh-a-Lot, the wise Merlin, and the delightful Connie Clatterbottom on a magical journey. They face the wicked witch Morgan Le Fay and the not-so-vicious Valerin. It's a generational cast of 15 to 20 people, including several family sets, such as the trio of siblings and their father. The Lassam family has Dad John playing Garland the Invisible Knight and in the position of assistant stage manager, Olivia as a villager and an evil sister, and Lucas and Kai are daring knights, with Kai doubling as youngest Merlin. "It's just a magical panto," Lee said. "Our youngest cast member is 5, I won't tell you how old our oldest cast member is." St. Luke's Players presents Camelot December 12, 13, 18, 19 and 20 at 7 p.m. with matinees at 2 p.m. December 14, 15, 21, 22 and 26 through 30 at 3821 Cedar Hill Crossroad. Tickets range from $10 to $18, available at Eventbrite or at the door. "The hall seats about 130 people and many performances sell out," Dave said. "It's good to be working towards something, there's a lot of people who enjoy it, which is why we do it. The bottom line is you're doing it for an audience."